Ginger's Secret Weapons. Ginger Jones was always late for school, but today was going to be different. He'd made a big effort to get up early.
I can't wait to see teacher's face when I show up on time, chuckled Ginger as he hurried along.
Suddenly, he was grabbed by both wrists and whisked through a gap in the fence. Ginger couldn't believe his eyes. Three strange creatures were shouting at him in a sort of computer language he didn't understand. It sounded very weird.
Hey, let me go!
Cried Ginger. But it was useless. They just went on shouting and marched him through the deserted site to where a huge shiny metal bubble was hovering a few inches above the ground. Within seconds, Ginger was bundled inside. The strange device began to hum very loudly. Then it lurched into the air and rocketed out into space. Floating among the stars was a spaceship the size of a city. They were heading for it. Ginger had been kidnapped by aliens. He let out a gasp of horror. The ship's captain twiddled a knob on his helmet and spoke in perfect English.
Show me your weapons, Earthling. We want to study the Earth's defences before we invade.
Ginger was petrified.
I don't have any weapons, only a school bag.
No weapons? What's this then?
The captain took the bag and peered through Ginger's magnifying glass.
What a shock he had. It looked as if Ginger had become a giant.
Oh, great galaxies, an enlarger for Earthlings,
he exclaimed.
And what have we here?
Inquired the captain suspiciously. It was a very small tin. Impatiently, he tore it open.
Within seconds, the captain was dancing around the cabin, yelling and scratching. He was covered in itching powder. When he recovered, the captain took a small red ball out of the bag.
That's my super ball, cried Ginger.
He flung the little ball into the air. It went bouncing around the ship, smashing all sorts of delicate controls and knocking out two of the aliens. The captain surveyed the damage with unbelieving eyes. He cleared his throat.
That is truly a dangerous weapon.
Ginger was beginning to enjoy himself.
And now for my very best weapon, he shouted.
Holding his nose, he whipped a stink bomb out of his pocket and dropped it onto the floor.
The smell was awful.
Gas!
Cried the crew in panic, coughing and spluttering.
You're too powerful for us,
groaned the captain.
There will be no invasion. But is there anything we can do for you, Earthling?
Well, I'm late for school now, said Ginger. It starts at 9, you see.
Just follow me, said the captain. Get into this time tube, he said to Ginger. I'll set the dials for 10 to 9, Earth time. Farewell, Earthling.
There was a loud click, and Ginger began to spin round and round at an alarming speed. He closed his eyes and crossed his fingers. Suddenly, his feet touched the ground. He was back just where he had started, hurrying past the gap in the fence on his way to school. It was 10 to 9. Ginger chuckled to himself.
This morning, for once, I'm on time for school. I can't wait to see teacher's face.